Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 5. Greetings, bears! This is the Nard bringing you episode 5. I'm going to talk about my trip to New England. I enjoyed it so much that I want to share it to you guys. Plus some people I would like to feature. I have a treat for a birthday boy. And I have a few announcements too. So hang in there and enjoy the show. I had a great trip this summer. It's my New England trip. I had a lot of fun. I met up with my partner at the airport in Houston, and we flew to Boston. And Boston is a great city. I have now listed that as one of my favorite cities. We stayed in the Sheraton in Newton, along Highway 90 or 95. I don't know what highway it was, and we were driving to town. We did the touristy stuff, like the harbor cruise, just to see the open sea and the city from afar. It was especially breathtaking to see the sun set behind the city. It's beautiful. We also did some whale watching. We saw a humpback whale. It was awesome. You could only see the tails, though. They did not do any breaching or anything fancy, but it was cool. Quincy Market was fun to walk around in. So many interesting people. So, I took pictures. Took the liberty of taking pictures of bears during this trip. So you'll see some random bears probably in the future. I have to make a mobile blog for this or something, but stay tuned for that. Did it tell you about the food? Oh wow, they're really excellent. The food is excellent. I had lobster rolls. Well, I heard it's very very popular, or I mean, it's pretty much available in most restaurants. So then one Saturday night we went to the alley at Pie Alley. It's a nice bar. It was it was particularly dead that night. It's dead because we arrived pretty early, I think around 9, so I don't understand that. But there were cute bears where they're standing, so on the walkway near the entrance, near the big posters and the pool table. Well, just before reaching the bar, yeah, that's where usually people would stand around in. So I walked around, looked at the posters, looked at the pictures on the wall. I went upstairs. I noticed a kitchen upstairs, which is cool. I don't know if it's working though, but I mean, if they're doing anything there, but I'm sure that's very useful in most functions. And then it was somebody's birthday that night. I think it's the bartender there. It's the Husky Bear bartender. It's cute. Oof. I think his name is Joe or Joey, something like that. He shook my hand. It was rock solid. Woof. He was particularly friendly to me. I don't know why. Maybe because it was obvious that I'm from out of town. Well, too bad we didn't stay too long there, because I was really, really tired that night. But, you know, I actually noticed that most people there are friendly. Well, yeah, very friendly. They just don't nod at you. They wave at you from afar and would say hi if you're nearby. So, they would really say hi to take the time. Hi, how are you, you know? Well, cheers to you, people of Boston. Next stop was Ogunquit, Maine. Now that's a nice beach. Well, something I learned with beaches is that if you go farther to the left, you'll reach the gay area. I don't know if this is applicable to most beaches. I don't know. I just found out about this, so I sort of tried it there. You know, it's pretty much a tried and tested theory. You know, like in Galveston, if you go to the way to the left, you'll reach the gay area, and Fort Lauderdale. I love the beaches there, and now Ogunquit. Yeah. So, I took some pictures, of course, bears. I keep telling myself that I should be posting these pics, but I never could find time. Don't worry, guys. I'll find time one time. I'm pretty busy these days, so I'm just recording stuff, you know. Anyway, the people there are friendly too. It's very touristy there in Ogunquit. Well, my partner and I got some cheap beach towels and lie down on the sand. Of course, we lubed up each other with sunblock. Later on, he said, "Let's go swim." "Okay," I said. When we got there, it was 58 fucking degrees. Oh my god. My ankles were hurting. That was the coldest water I've ever swam into. Well, it was fun looking at the surfers catching the waves, you know. And it was also funny looking at the bears frolicking in the water because the water was cold. Well, later on, I got used to the cold, so it's okay. I really suggest you guys go visit Ogunquit. There are many gay bars there and gay-friendly hotels. Well, we went to a lot of places besides those places that I mentioned, but those were pretty much the highlights for a cub like me could appreciate. Thank you, people of New England, for a great trip. I got an email from Kelly. He's from Canada. He wants me to tell you guys that his birthday is coming up on September 7th. Let me read you his email. "I'm a bear in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I have subscribed to your bear podcast and enjoy it very much. I am heading to Seattle the week of my 30th birthday. My birthday is on September 7th, but there's a bear night at CC Atolls on Saturday, September 3rd. I would love it if you would invite all the bears to come out and help me celebrate my 30th birthday on this night. Thanks. Hugs." It's from Kelly. He's Klondike Bear. That's his chat name. Wow. So you guys there in Seattle, check him out. So, he's going to be there for his birthday, so give him a birthday treat. This is my birthday treat to you, Kelly, so I'm featuring you on Wolf What a Bear. Okay, so how do you see his profile? You can go to bear411.com/KlondikeBear or at livejournal.com/users/KlondikeBear. Klondike Bear is KLONDIKE Bear. So probably I'll just put this link on the show notes. So I saw the pics. I went to the website and to the websites, and I saw the pics. He's a cutie. So check it out, Klondike Bear on Bear411 and LiveJournal. I got a voicemail a few days ago, and I would like you guys to hear it.
Hey, Nard. This is Tigger from Los Angeles, and I was calling you because I have just listened to all four of your episodes. I was on Q-Potter tonight, and I saw your Bear podcast, and I have to admit, I was quite taken aback by that. I never thought I would see that on Q-Potter because I'm a bear, and I love bears. I live out here in Los Angeles, and I work in the medical field, and it was great to see a show that I really could relate to, because as much as I love my queer cast that I listen to, you know, it's nice to hear other bears talking, and I love your accent, and I cannot figure out where it's from. It sounds very South American, but it's very sexy. I must say that. Kind of lulled me into listening further. You reminded me of an ex-boyfriend, but that's a good thing. Anyways, I just want to say good luck, and I will keep listening, and you have a listener out here in Los Angeles. All right, take care. Bye.
It's really nice to know that someone in LA is listening. Well, Tigger, I'm glad you like my accent. Actually, I'm Asian. And let's just say I have many shoes. Thank you, Tigger, for giving me a call. So you guys out there, give me a call at 206-222-BEAR. Just leave me a message and I might be able to add you into the show. So that's it, guys. But before I go, I have some announcements to make. Sudden Decadence in New Orleans is coming up on September 2 up to 6. Yeah, I think. Those are the dates, yeah. It's Labor Day weekend. I think the Convergence is going to be there. So just Google it. You can find it, yeah. So it's Labor Day weekend. I should have remembered to tell you guys about it in the past few episodes, but I forgot to add it. Sorry. Some of you guys might decide to go, and most of the hotels are fully booked by now. Well, you can try. It's going to be fun. I even expect that this will be more fun than last year's. I'll be at the Letter Block party at Phoenix that Friday night, if I arrive early enough. They usually have beer bus that night. Could be $6 to $8. I say it's a good price. Maybe in the near future episode, I'll be talking about Sudden Decadence. And if you're not going to New Orleans, how about Pittsburgh? They're having Woof 2005 Weekend of Outrageous Fun. Now that's a really catchy name, Woof. Check them out at bergbears.org. In Toronto, Canada, they're going to have Lay Bear Day Weekend. Their website is bearbuddiestoronto.com. And in Berlin, Germany, on September 1st, I think it's a four-day affair. They're having Bearopolis 2005 Berlin. The website is spreebaren.de. spreebaren.de. Anyway, so if you guys are going to Europe, yeah, that's the way to go. Go to Berlin. Don't worry, guys. I'll put these links in the website, so can check it out there. By the way, I said that I'll be having a co-host from time to time, and I'm in the middle of a move right now, and Jeff has been helping me even, and I couldn't find time to chat with Chuck. My friend Jeff will also be helping me host the show, so stay tuned for that. Well, that's it for now, guys. Thank you for listening. Call the hotline at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Or you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Or visit the website. Okay? So, thank you again. You guys take care. And have a great day. Many wolves and many hugs.
You have just listened to Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs. Visit us at bearpodcast.com.